This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I should have led the broadcast. I walked in here this morning and I said, what do you think I ought to lead with? The eclipse? The left thing kill everybody? Or, and they shoved a big stack of papers in my hand and said, look at this. This isn't even getting hardly covered except for the new media. They've been dieted the IT staffers for basically espionage, conspiracy against the U.S. So nice to be covering that more. I should have made a bigger deal out of this. Or that Jack Posobiec and others were right at the very start, the ones looking at this. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, and then we saw Washington Schultz threatening the police chief to not investigate him. I mean, talk about guilty. But what does she have to lose? She's going to prison if she doesn't. So,
she says to him, there'll be consequences.
Absolutely. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Right, yeah, there may be an extra mic on under the table or something. I heard a lob mic open up, but whatever, we'll figure it out. It's fun of live TV. Jack Posobiec riding the shotgun list of 20 after, then I'm getting down here and letting Nike take over. Alex in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Thanks for calling, brother. It's going pretty good.
Awesome. Great talking to you guys again. Last time I talked, I think talked to you and Dr. Group about the health benefits of mushrooms and fungi, if you remember that. But I want to talk about Afghanistan, artificial intelligence, and Jeff Sessions. I'll start with Afghanistan. I'm not in support of going to Afghanistan like many others. I like the idea of private contractors doing the work instead of our troops. I think you mentioned that. With artificial intelligence, I do believe that's guiding all these hordes of liberal idiots to the events and just keeping them in their bubble. And, you know, 5G cell phone towers out, too, that's not helping anybody.
No, I hear you. Let me get Posobiec's take on that. Thanks, Alex. Look, it's not my opinion. When we say AI, we mean algorithms. They've got computer systems. This came out earlier this year in the Associated Press, you name it. That Facebook says we're going to keep them alone in their bubbles, fake bots, and then socially engineer them more. They admit the establishment, Hillary and the WikiLeaks, calls her constituents losers, that they want to make even bigger losers and keep them as losers. I mean, hell, that's the Cloward and Piven program, Jack Posobiec.
Yeah, that's absolutely it, Alex. They're trying to put us in these social media ghettos, and you're seeing that already with this, with the stifling of free thought, the stifling of what's going on with Google, with Facebook, with Twitter. We tried to call Google out on this, YouTube as well, for the firing of James Damore. We were going to hold protests across the country talking about this, talking about how we want simply Google to do their job and let us to have access to information without them trying to put one side or the other. It wasn't even a political thing, but because they decided, the media decided to lump us in with these terrorists and these extremist groups, now all of the left came after us. They were threatening us. They were threatening to drive cars through our peaceful protest. We had to call it off. So we're going to find other ways to sit down with Google and explain this, but we have to expose what they're doing, and we have to expose the fact they're trying to essentially filter.
Google is openly going out saying the alt-right or white supremacists are coming to kill us, when weeks before Charlottesville even happened, you, myself, Cernovich launched on air protesting Google nationwide, and then the left said, we're going to come kill you if you come out and do this. So it just shows how sick they are.
Yeah, it shows the way that they're targeting us, and it's essentially their dog whistle to say, this is where you should strike. Come after these guys, Alex. My parents were getting suspicious packages found at their home from people in Oregon, from people in parts of Washington State, because their address, they found their address somehow. I told my parents, don't open that stuff. Send it to the cops. That's what they did. This is the level of derangement that is happening, and it's all because of the mainstream media.
Let me ask you that. You're answering my question. I want to come back and ask you and David about this and get to these calls, because I promised we would. Josh, Dan, Kevin, Jason, and Barb, as the callers will be able to get to. Why are they getting so deranged? Because it's not going to bully us into submitting. It's going to make hard work and focused people really get aggressive now. Like, I'm not spending any money with big corporations, any globalists. I'm going to get totally focused on withdrawing from their system personally while bombarding them with information warfare. I mean, we're going to take this next level now because I've seen the committed authoritarianism of their minions.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look, I send reporters out all over the country. We just had Millie and Gavin up there at the tragic events in Charlottesville. But when you see the media say the president didn't decry it when he has nothing to do with it, and then they lie and say he never did when he does it 4 or 5 times. And then you know it's the globalists and Soros and the EU and the UN bringing in the unvetted Muslims who are actually killing people, you know, 500 to 1 what conservatives do. And then you find out everybody is an Obama supporter, and they've got State Department, CIA, senior guys who are the first people on NBC, CBS, CNN, and then the police stand downs and the mayor. And it's like, my God, they staged this too. It's the boldness. They've got CIA people, the first being interviewed. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. And then you go see their constituents and you say to them, when they're calling you a Nazi, you go, George Soros is a Nazi collaborator. F you, Nazi! They don't care about that. It's the feeling good, the being aggressive, the being the bullies. And so you hear about folks not baking, you know, gay couples cake out in Oregon or Washington. I talked to Christians when I was out there, a lot of Asian, a lot of Chinese Christians, for some reason, was one of the main groups I ran into. And they said, listen, you understand, you'll be nice to your liberal gay neighbors. They will come over when they find out you're Christian and harass you, call the police on you until you're gone. They don't want anybody here. He goes, I was told by women and men, you understand what you're experiencing, Alex, is what everybody experiences, and they even peck at each other all day, and that's what's made it a cult, is it's a huge, giant cult. Jack Posobiec, I mean, what's happening? Because I can't describe how whacked out these people are.
Alex, I saw the same thing when I was in Seattle. We actually just have some breaking news. AP is reporting this. You guys can go and look that a man was arrested in Houston for planting bombs, explosives, at a Confederate statue. This is the level that these people are going to, the level of derangement to where they're actually using IEDs. This is the stuff that we saw from Al-Qaeda and ISIS overseas. They're using that in our own country, these left-wing groups, these alt-left terrorists. This is actual terrorism. Now,
and by the way, that's confirmed. That's the next point. I didn't even get to the clips today where we have CNN, MSNBC, all of them every day saying terrorism by Antifa is good, saying like kind of like hunt Republicans, go out and kill them. Why are they doing that, Jack?
Because they're trying to push peace through violence, which is an actual line from 1984. War is peace. They're trying to tell you that all of this violence is justified because of what you're doing. Alex, I lived in China for 2 years. I studied the Maoist Cultural Revolution. For 10 years, they ginned up the youth, they ginned up the Communist Party elites to go into the streets to commit absolute...
Oh, yeah, I've been on colleges everywhere. The young groups tell you, Antifa tells you, we are Maoist.
Yeah.
We are Maoist youth brigades. That's the model.
And that's when Maoists... The main difference between Maoism and other types of communism and Marxism was brutality and grotesque torture.
From the children and college students. From the college...
They called them the Red Guards.
Yes.
They called them the Red Guards. You guys can... We'll come on later. We'll do a show about it.
No. We have Red Guards here that say they want to kill me.
Yeah,
they have them in, Arizona, I think, and they actually go out and train with guns. And even though they're not very good with guns, these are people who are actually getting armed who are saying that violence and murder is justified. In China, they would go after their own teachers, they would go after their own principals, they would tear down the authority.
That's right, they're the enforcers, and that's why these young punks are into it, because they're told by Soros, I'm going to be the boss now. And we learned they're getting people on the Austin Police Review Board.
That's excellent, and I hope that we can actually expose more of what's going on and set up more of these. Look, these are kids. These are people they're going to. Their brains haven't completely fully formed yet. They haven't completely figured out how this world works. They're going to them. They're feeding them a pack of lies, and they're telling them that these people are trying to stop you. They're pointing to regular, traditional conservatives, regular...
And, David, that's the next point, and I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. Jack Posobiec here, but I got to go to these calls. And Jack, we're finishing each other's sentences because he didn't even know. I know about Red Guard. He knows about Red Guard being, I guess, a naval intelligence. You're over here. We are facing hardcore George Soros, mega banks, University of Texas openly funds the Red Guard. Why do the ultra rich want to create a Red Guard? Because it's their politically correct enforcement arm, just like the big mega banks helped set up Mao Zedong in 1949. We are facing the same people that sold out Chiang Kai-shek.
And we're reaching the final stages of this, because the final stages are when they take down the monuments, when they destroy the visual symbols of the country. They've already destroyed our legal system. They have wrecked our...
They've already said the American flag's next.
Yeah. And that's what we see them doing. You know, one of the things I talked about this morning, Alex, was, jokers to the left of me, clowns to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you, right? What we have to get through to people is that the left and the right, the anti-fascists and the Ku Klux Klan are not polar opposites of each other. They belong in the same spot. And the reason that they get away with this is because they have sold us a paradigm that's like looking at the map of where you're going to go on the edge of the map. And what you have to do is you have to lift this thing up and look at it straight on so you get a two-dimensional picture. Yeah, there's a left, a right, a center, but there's also up to libertarianism, down to authoritarianism, and down at the bottom is where the Stalinists and the fascists are together, because neither one of them allow you to have any freedom. And so that's the key thing, is that they take away your freedom, they take away your free speech, just as we've seen.
Or this paradigm, on one end, anarchy, on the other end, absolute government. We know we don't want pure anarchy, it never works anyways, it always turns into road warrior and shifts back to total tyranny. But you want to be 90% towards anarchy, a constitutional republic on a compendium of liberty versus tyranny. And our republic is 90% towards the anarchy. Yeah. That's where you want to be. Instead, all forms of authoritarianism lie on the political left. You can also argue it's a horseshoe. There's different paradigms of seeing it. And the social engineers in their real textbooks admit all this and show all the models. And then Carol Quigley, one of their top people, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, explains we're going to fund leftist authoritarians, right-wing authoritarians. We're going to destroy the family. We're going to have an end of revolutions because we're going to end upward mobility. Human mobility is what creates revolutions. We're going to have a permanent revolution and then phase out the underclass all the way with sterilization. And we're here, and they're now ending the family. Let's go to some phone calls with Jack Posobiec and David Knight here riding shotgun with us. Josh in Colorado, you're on the air worldwide.
Thanks, Alex. Long-time listener, about 10 years. Wanted to tell you a quick story. I've been married to my wife for about 2 years. She immigrated here when she was 5 from the Philippines. And part of her family married into a black family. And they have completely thrown me and my wife out of the family because we support the NRA. Completely lost their cool over this Charlottesville thing. And calling me a racist. How can I be a racist if I'm married to an Asian woman?
It's a power play. People that don't have any power are taught by the media, be mean to everybody. You're in a culture war, throw your weight around. But really, they're just ostracizing themselves into a left implosion, like a star that doesn't go supernova, instead shrinks into a dwarf. They know they're going into a failed political party. So now they're going more into a cult. It's like, you know, when other cults get in trouble, they stop expanding. They implode into a more hardcore unit, like what you've seen with certain groups here in the U.S.
Well, you know, Alex, we've had this article that's been floating around for the last couple of days on InfoWars about this guy in Colorado attacked with a knife. The guy yells at him, "You're a fascist, you're a Nazi." Why? Because his hair was long on the top and very short on the sides. Now, my son wears his hair that way. He's not at all like it.
But that's the stylish haircut.
Exactly. But, I mean, they can seize on anything, whether it's a gun ownership or whether it's a guy's haircut.
Or you're a Republican on the city council, I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
And then media, I don't get what Blitzer and all them having guests on legitimizing this thing. If this really kicks off, Posobiec, I mean, I've looked at all the demographics here. There's a real civil war. I guess they think we're going to roll over and just let them kill us?
Yeah, that thing about the haircuts, you know, that's exactly how the United States Marines are required to wear their hair. So I don't know what's going to happen when these Antifa guys go after a whole bunch of Marines for seeing that haircut. I kind of like to see that, to be honest.
Anything else, Josh?
They're taking anything and they're saying it's groupthink. It's groupthink and it's mass hysteria that's being pitched to fever high levels because they've created these social media ghettos where one side believes one thing, they don't hear any opposing voices, they don't go out and seek other sources. I read other sources. I read liberal blogs. I've got to see what they're saying about me, right? I read the mainstream media to explain to everyone else what is going
Absolutely.
On.
I want to go back to Josh. I want to go back to Josh and a few other callers here, but my wife has used Uber. She gets the messages. People that work for banks are getting it. It's like there are Nazis everywhere. Report to them if you see them, please. It's very dangerous. Nothing's safe. And it's just hysteria made up that there are Nazis just everywhere. Who knew Brad Pitt was a Nazi?
They're under every rock. And it's how you define it. You can define it any way you want, and then it's self-appointed.
Well, I was in a hotel yesterday. I was staying at the Westin, and there was like some big basketball tournament with a bunch of college and NBA guys there. I mean, they were all like 7 feet tall, and almost every black guy had that Beckham haircut because you don't want to be sweating and stuff when you're out there. They all had like, I didn't know they were all white supremacists, too.
Well, the thing is, Alex, is that they don't believe that there's any such thing as objective truth. This is the postmodern world that we live in. And so they have a truth, and I have a truth. My truth is different because I'm a white person than somebody else's truth. And so they see this as a fundamental inability. You know, you cannot get through these people because they will not allow you to have a real discussion.
Well, we both kind of got to
shut it down.
We've got kind of a little bit of the halfway comb-overs going on here. Does that mean we're white supremacists?
I don't know what white group that puts me in.
I'm growing my hair out, guys. I'm just growing my hair completely out. I got to be safe while I'm here in D.C. I got to be safe.
Well, it just shows how there's nothing real. So they pick some old statues and they pick a guy's haircut. And that's why I've looked at the numbers of whites being attacked 25-1 by blacks exploding. And I've just said the average black person didn't like that. But there's a large minority of blacks that are so racist now that it looks worse than the Klan attacks of the South ever. I mean, we need to take people getting attacked and hurt and show how this is all globalist operations. Josh, anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say, I mean, my life is a conundrum, essentially, to that perspective. You know, I support freedom. I like Martin Luther King. I am not racist. I married a Filipino woman. That's why they hate me even more than anything, because I am the exact opposite of what they're saying I'm supposed to be.
Because, look, race is pushed by governments because it works. And the Democrats and the globalists are cold-blooded, and they're using it. And we've just got to point out that's what they're doing. Thank you, Josh. But I love how folks that aren't racist keep saying, I'm not. I don't care anymore. I want free market prosperity for everybody, and I'm not going to kiss folks' butt. I've not done anything wrong, and I don't care if you're white or black. You try to shoot or stab me, I'm going to bust a cap in your ass.
And let's understand why Soros and these people are focusing on race in America. When they have had their revolutions in Europe, they did it based on economic classes. Here in America, yeah, we've got differences in economics, but people generally believe that in the American system, you had mobility, unlike what they believed in Europe. So here they can focus on race, and that's the way they can divide people, because that's the whole purpose of this, is to just find some issue that you can irritate.
As we're all losing our rights, we're all being surveilled, we're all being economically robbed by the globalists.
Yeah.
They've got to create some new diversion. Let's go.
The KGB talked about this in the 1960s when they tried to infiltrate. They said America isn't about class. In America, the fracture points are on racial and cultural lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the KGB did when they were funding the New Black Panthers. That's what they did when they were funding a lot of these racial groups. And we saw in the last 8 years, the Barack Obama administration did everything they could, and the left did everything they could to inflame racial tensions, not unite the country.
And don't people see that? I mean, it's the craziest thing. Dan in Indiana, you're on the air worldwide.
Bible Dan with the Bible in his hand.
Hey, buddy.
It's been a long time since you heard that. How you doing, Alex?
Good. Yeah, you've been calling for like 10 years.
Yeah. What I want to say is Heather Hayes did not exist. She could have been one of these kidnapped kids from the MK Ultra, but I cannot find any evidence that she ever existed.
A lot of folks are saying that, and I'm not saying that she didn't exist. I think her mom was very real. I think people do get killed. People do get run over. The driver, though, it turns out, was a leftist. Looks like he's on a bunch of drugs. All the managers of it were formerly working for Obama just a year ago, and Black Lives Matter and Soros and Antifa and every other group will occupy. And so then magically they're leading this thing all perfectly, and there's a police stand down, and our reporters reported on the stand down. That's all confirmed. So what do you think, Posobiec? I mean, what do you call it? The whole thing's not staged. But then I never even said actors. They misrepresented what I said. And then it turns out that they did hire some actors. Democratic Party did have some there. But I guess that was just to agitate. Well what's
yeah,
the best?
You call it a setup, Alex. You set up. I mean, there are people there on both sides that actually are believing these things. But the problem is they're drawn in by people, these agitators that are paid at the higher levels to sort of rile everybody up, to inflame the emotions, to target.
Well, that's what the ad says. The ad says to agitate.
Yes. They want to target you right at that lizard brain, right at that deep level of your cortex. They want to go after people to fire up them so that they want violence. They want to commit violence. And that eventually, because it's the hate, they just increase the hate. They want people on both sides to hate each other. Alex, there are now chats that are coming out from the other side where there were people in these chat rooms of these extremist groups saying, run them over with cars, run them over with cars. They were sending pictures saying doing this. This is up on Zero Hedge. Anyone can see it, where they were telling people to do this, putting up the images, and then eventually someone did it. So that's how you do. They say you manipulate people's minds by showing them the image, generating the hate.
Sure, just like Democrats have been saying, Republicans are going to get killed, Trump's going to get killed. There, and then finally they see Alex Jones or Jack Posobiec walking down the street or David Knight. It's like, you're a Nazi, I'm going to kill you. I'm not kidding. I don't want to make a big deal of this because it was so crazy. I'm stepping and I see this car sitting there coming out of a parking garage yesterday in Seattle, right by the Westin. And I go, I'm going to stop. And then the guy doesn't go, and I start stepping, and he jolts it forward like he's going to hit me. I get back out of the way, and I go, no, that wasn't on purpose. And all of a sudden, the window goes down. He goes, F you, Nazi. And he's like going like this. And I went, get out of the car, coward. And my wife's like, no. I'm like, I just can't do it. I go, get out. And he goes, oh, yeah. I go, just get out of the car, man. Just see how, you know, you're a big man. You know, you're a coward. Your girlfriend knows you're a coward. And then he rides along beside us for about 30 seconds going, F you, calling you, sexual names and homophobic names. Use that term. That's what I noticed. So the left behind the scenes are the most racist, spewing, nastiest scum.
But he was safe because he was in his two-ton vehicle.
He was in a newer model Range Rover.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
But he wanted to have the semblance of a tough guy. It's like, dude, you just act like you want to run me over. I got enough adrenaline right now that I'm not trying to be Mr. Tough Guy, but he's going to have a big problem.
Yeah.
Anyways, Pacific, why do you think I was attacked by 97% white males? Are they trying to virtue signal, or what's going on?
It's partially both virtue signaling, but I think it's also part of the testosterone issue that's going on in our country, because men are experiencing this lower testosterone, but at the same time, they have an innate desire, an innate nature to be more aggressive. That's just simply, it's biological.
And the media tells them it's okay as long as it's Alex Jones.
Right, and so you want to expound that on something. We see this in the animal world all over the place. So when they were told, this is a target that it's okay to expend some of that testosterone, because remember, these people are taught by society, they're taught by institutions, you have to be quiet, you have to be good, you have to be nice. But then they bring up Alex Jones or somebody wearing a MAGA hat and say, this is the enemy, turn it all on this guy. So it's all this pent-up emotion, this pent-up testosterone rage, and then you're pointing it, directing it at one target. Unfortunately, in this case, it's you and me.
I don't know. I looked at that guy as you're running that thing. I don't know if he had any testosterone.
I got one through
the coffee at you.
But he saw me as such an enemy, and I went, F you, Nazi. So I said, hey, come here and tell me what you're really, why you say that. Runs over, starts bumping into me, throws coffee in my face, and it's just like, and he was getting off on walking like a goblin. I mean, he actually gets off on it. And it turns out he is an actor. I didn't hire him. But, I mean, every one of these guys, you can't swing a stick in a liberal heroin den and not hit an actor. They're all actors.
Yeah.
Or comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw the same thing at the Lenin statue. And I was 2 days before you, Alex. And these people, they would come up to you screaming, drive by in the cars, flipping you off, calling you a Nazi, calling you this and that. And I would see people on the street, and I would say, hi, would you like to come talk to me? Would you like to have a discussion about what statues we should have up or what's going on in our country, the things that are happening? I'm a nice guy. I'm a personable guy. I'm pretty approachable. I like to come to things with a smile on my face. But these people, they see it, and it just triggers them. They turn on. It's like the running of the bulls when they see the red.
That's right. Well, they see you're successful and confident. And that's what scares me is they hate success. And they don't get – America's where you actually have a shot at that. And that's in this incredible videos with Owen Schroyer. We should probably play them again in the next segment if you have time, David. They're so riveting. It took Daria like hours to bleep all these out, though, because they're cussing every three words.
Yeah.
And they're saying, death to America. We hate America. It's the worst country. He's like, well, why don't you leave? I am. I'm going to go to Switzerland. He's like, dude, you got to have $5 million and a trade they want to let you in. I mean, they're just so stupid. And he's like, what statue is that they're taking down? Oh, racist. Well, who is it? We don't know.
Yeah,
and it's Robert E. Lee, dumbass, the former head of the Northern Army.
I asked him, and I said, did you ask him when the Civil War started, when it ended? Because they don't know anything about any of this. I mean, they're attacking statues of Lincoln.
They don't even know Robert E. Lee's, you know, father and grandfather, were in the Revolutionary War. Yeah. They don't know anything.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But they don't think they have to know anything because they have a truth, and you have a truth. And so
it's delusion.
Excuse me, even talk to you.
They're not going to stop with these statues either. They're not going to stop with these ones. They're going to turn it on and say, well, you know what? And
one day after Trump said they're going to want Jefferson, they wanted Jefferson.
And it was a Hamilton actor who said that.
And what's coming after is the works of Washington and Jefferson, the Constitution, the Declaration, the Founding. You can see where this stuff is going. They're going to say, well, that was written by slaves.
Oh, they admit that. They admit that. And I was talking to a guy that grew up in, like, Hungary under communism, or was it Romania? And he said, first they target one little thing about the past, and then they put it onto everything. Then they overthrow your whole system, and you wake up total slaves, and all they use is religion and race to control you. He said, I grew up there. This is it. I'm warning you.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you who started that, too. It's Nikki Haley in South Carolina. She found that picture, you know, the murderer, Dylann Roof, who goes in and in cold blood shoots some black people in church, and then they find a picture where he's got a Confederate flag, and then they go on a holy jihad against all symbols like that. And, you know, when you look at the Confederate
flag, and notice a few events, they've kicked this off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you look at how they co-opted that symbol. Well, they've also co-opted the Christian cross, the Ku Klux Klan did. They burned.
I was about to say, the
that doesn't make Christian.
The Confederate battle flag
It
isn't even the flag of the South, but if you know what it is, it's the, what's his name, Saint whatever from Scotland.
St. Andrews.
It's the St. Andrews cross.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now crosses,
they got taken off the subway because they got tile at a crossroads in New York City. So they said, that looks too much like a Confederate flag. Purge it. Take the tiles off.
All right, Jack Posobiec, great job. People should get your book and find out more. citizensfortrump.com, Jack Posobiec on Twitter. Amazing. More calls, David Knight and myself, straight ahead. We're going right to Kevin and Jason and Barb. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. They hate the website.
Empire.
NewsWars.com, NewsWars.com, NewsWars.com.
GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, folks say they want to see us take action against the globalists and expand your face. Well, we're doing it. Now you got David Knight weekdays, big commitment, 8 a.m. to 11 in the morning, 3 hours. And other stations can carry it whenever they want. Infowars.com/show. We're going to take a few more calls. I'm going to hand the baton over to David. We're going to play a clip of the people chanting death to America last night. You can laugh at these people. Remember, they're globalist funded. They mean business, and they've got control of your kids and the schools. We got to pull out from these vampires. Scum of the earth here in this spoiled, rotten nation, just totally pissed. We are going to have to end the BuzzFeed special tomorrow. I said I could probably run it through the month, but we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products like Brain Force, the Great Nootropic, at 55% off. DNA Force is going to sell out, still 20% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. You sign up for AutoShip, it's way beyond a loss leader. AutoShip, you get additional 10% off. Cancel any time. Knockout, our amazing nootropic for helping you sleep, with 9 different key compounds from melatonin to L-tryptophan to valerian root to lemon balm and chamomile concentrate. Knockout is selling out, and it's 50% off still. Michael ZX sold out. Some other products sold out. Secret 12, our great B12 that's rated. Even BuzzFeed tried to shoot it down and said it was totally clean and listed it and rated it the top vitamin B12. They showed another one, said this is the top one. Here, this is Jones. Didn't tell you the one they said was the top one is people who were private labeling. How could you even make that? I mean, that may be intentional sabotage. Maybe Charlie Wurzel really is on our team. He never told me that in person or anything, but I don't want to get him in trouble over BuzzFeed, but checks in the mail there, Charlie. Continuing, BioTrue Selenium. We got to end the InfoWars Select high-quality herbal foods. 50% off, never did that. That's ending today. Code word Goblin to get that. New Super Blue mouthwash. It's discounted. Caveman chocolate and strawberries in. 30% off. Alexa Pure Water Filters. Cannot beat the deals normally, but at 25% off at $147. It's unbelievable. Same thing with Alexa Pure Breeze. Air filtration, 5 stage, including carbon filter, ion, you name it. Comparable systems are $400 to $800. Used to be $1,000. Prices are going down. At $250, this used to be a deal. Then we did it at $220. Now $149.96. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. We'll have a few new specials tomorrow that are going to be great. But the big mega specials the last month and a half are going to come to an end. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to go to Kevin, Jason, and Barb right now. And then, David, tell folks what you got coming up.
Well, Alex, I want to talk about what happened with the USS McCain, because this is not just the second collision in 2 months. There have been 4 this year in the Navy, and we need to take a look at what's going on with this, especially when we have President Trump having a speech tonight telling us what the strategy is going to be in Afghanistan. And understand the difference between increasing the troops and having a strategy. Adding more troops is a tactic. But what does it mean? What are we going to do? What is the goal in Afghanistan? That's what we need to hear tonight. Did the generals tell him what the goal is? Because we have been there for 16 years. What is the end game here? How do we know when we have won? That is the strategy.
By the way, for those that don't know, the GPS and stuff they've got now, for them to, they're supposed to stay 50 miles away from any main shipping lane. That's just a tactic. I should ask Posobiec about this, as he's in naval. I guess he can talk about it, as he's in naval intelligence. They believe the Chinese or somebody is hacking in to the GPS software. There's no way that two of these, you know, ships that cost almost $1 billion apiece have now been rammed. It's just they're being turned off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you make of this?
Well, I don't know. That's when it
isn't it funny? It's John McCain.
Yeah, I know. There's some jokes that can be made there, but right now it's a tragedy. We have 5 people injured, 10 people missing from that ship, and presumed dead because they have.
I'm telling you, this is cyber warfare.
And so that is the question.
They need people. It shows how most pilots, they say, don't know how to land a plane anymore. And when there's bad weather, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
That's why these landings are so much better than I was a kid, because it's a damn computer doing it. Excuse me.
That's right.
And what's happening here is, what happens when the GPS goes out, or what happens? They need to have people with spotlights out there all night long on the ship watching. You don't just go off the radar or the GPS.
But it's even more complicated than that. As this guy pointed out in USA Today, and he is a former naval officer, he says we've had these 4 major incidents, and he said it's not just that you've got people in the combat information center where they have no windows and they're reliant on their machines, but they also do have people who are looking out. They have people on the bridge of the destroyer. There's 5 watchstanders. Then they have people who are lookouts, 1 forward and 1 in the rear. So why are those people not seeing it? Perhaps it was difficult weather conditions. Perhaps it was at night and maybe the visual spotters could not see it. And what you're talking about there in terms of the GPS being hacked, that's a big issue. But we've also had a lot of failures with military equipment. We've had these littoral ships, which are the ships that operate in shallow waters. We had a $360 million ship, and after being out for 20 days, it had to be towed back. They didn't have a backup power supply, so when the main engines went...
And that's like when Trump points out, we need to stop going with these. He points out, for 20 years, they've been trying to make these new electrical power, not gas-powered, air-powered launch cables for the jets. Mm-hmm. And he says, just get rid of it. Because the military told him it's pure crap. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Go back to what works. Advance with what works. Go back with what works. It's just crazy. And Kevin.
Doing with the Air Force One, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Simple. Oh, and then the Russian airliner goes bankrupt. They never use the 2 jumbo jets. The military, the Air Force, says buy them back because Trump doesn't want to spend money, and they spend it like, oh, see, Russians. It's just crazy, folks. Kevin in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Alex. I'm a longtime listener. With our current climate, I mean, we keep on saying it, but I feel like we're so razor thin close to a civil war because the informed Americans aren't playing by the same set of rules that are allowed from the leftist scum. I mean, the decks are stacked against us, and we're fighting an uphill battle, and we're trying not to use violence, and we're trying to use information. But the thing that people got to understand, these leftists, they don't want to hear that. They don't care. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to push the agenda that is paying their bill. So I don't see any other route.
Good point. You know, here's an example, and we know it was them. The newspaper went and created from our intel a Craigslist ad saying we need actors to come protest the Lenin statue. Well, I never went to the Lenin statue in Seattle. I don't ever hire actors for anything unless it's like for a Craigslist ad or some modeling agency to have, you know, a girl rub suntan lotion on her or a guy, you know, pour caveman in a cup and stir it. I mean, this is real. There's no teleprompters. There's no actors. They just ran the fake news thing in newspapers that I was staging things, that the guy that attacked me was an actor, because he is an actor. But every one of those losers is an actor. They're all little delicate geniuses, okay? Yeah. And, you know, so again, and they even, you know, put out fake Craigslist with Mikhail Phelan's name on it. So they think we're doing these fake tactics to beat them. They go claim that we're making it up, that they're fake. Then they go out and fake stuff, try to make it look like we're fake, doubling down that they're the ones that are fake. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it doesn't cost anything to run a Craigslist ad. You know, you can look and see who the writers are, and you can put a Craigslist.
Yeah, we didn't just go off the Craigslist ad for Charlottesville or other areas. This company's been around since 2007. They're the ones that did Hillary's ads.
Yeah.
There's been Politico articles where they're interviewed, New York Times articles. This is a real group hiring people for Antifa.
Yeah.
I mean, we have them advertising. We have a 10-year track record.
Right.
We're not just saying they did this. We have proof.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, the media goes, how do we counter Jones? Well, he says we're actors. We'll just put out fake stuff saying he's hiring actors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they do. They project onto you. And that's what Hillary Clinton did with the Russian issues, right? She's got all these Russian issues. She's got all of these issues with national security violations. And so what does she do? She projects all of that onto Donald Trump. So it inoculates her against that. And, of course, we've got the...
Exactly, because, wait, she's the one fighting the Russia stuff. But when it's her in bed with it,
yeah,
and the indictments are coming. Great point, Kevin. Jason in Canada. Dun, 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 dun. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening since June 2016. I really like your show, and I just want to say first off that your show is the reason why I got me and my family off tap water, and I opted my beautiful, smart daughter, 12 years old. They wanted to give her a three-pronged concoction. I opted out of it, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you, brother. I mean, the tap water is so full of 300, 400 poisons on average. The number one thing anybody can do is purify their water. They act like that's kooky and weird. And they go, he's selling money, selling filters. Exactly. We sell things we believe in and use. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, you look at things like Flint, Michigan, or the situation in California where they dumped that carcinogen into the groundwater there. Wouldn't you like to not find out after the fact that you and your family have been drinking this stuff
that
should have filtered out?
Most well water and most tap water tastes like total crap.
Yeah.
There are some aquifer wells that taste completely awesome. I used to have a farmhouse and an aquifer well, and then I got divorced, and my ex-wife got it all. But the point is that doesn't matter. That was good well water, and you could taste it. It was great. We'd even had it tested, and it was pretty clean. But compared to what you get with a ProPure or an Alexa Pure that cuts stuff down to non-detectable or 99999999, depending on what it is, I mean, yeah, there's hundreds of things you're cutting out.
Yeah.
And there's runoff into the aquifers as well. You're insane if you're not filtering your water. Anything else, Jason?
Are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay. I grew up on well water. I was in a rural area when I grew up, and then they came to our public schools, all the kids in the farm areas, with a fluoride that they would have us put a half cup in our mouth and swish it around and go up and down the hall. And when we got back, we'd spit it out into the fountain. So they got us to the fluoride that way.
Oh, I remember getting sick. They had those little pills you suck on in your mouth, red pills. You get real sick off of them.
Yeah.
I remember getting really bad head. Just looking back now, I wonder if that was the cause. I can't get the timeline, but I remember at one time, I was around the same time, I accidentally swallowed some of it one time, like in grade three, and I got this massive migraine headache.
Well, it says on the insert of toothpaste, you don't swallow it and you only use a pea-sized amount. And if you do use more than that, call poison control immediately.
Well, look, Harvard and other people have done studies to correlate a decrease in IQ to fluoride consumption at certain levels. But the question is this.
1.2.
How do you know if they dump it into the water supply what level of fluoride you're getting? You don't know if you're getting more than an adult.
It's like saying you drink sunscreen to not get burned by the sun.
Exactly. But when you, why would you, even if it's something that's good, why would you dump it in the water supply? Because you have no control over the dosage. A child is going to get the same dosage as an adult male.
Yeah, well, the Harvard study said 1.6 parts per million, which is what the U.S. standard, reduced IQs on average more than 10 points after just several years of use in a prepubescent child.
Yeah,
and it eightfold increase in bone cancers in boys, and it's just a big laundry list because they're not using calcium fluoride. You know, you're an engineer, you know this. They're using hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is an electrified. You know, I'm not the chemist like you, but they basically add more stuff onto it, a charge, and then it makes it way more bioavailable and makes it an adjuvant, basically.
Yeah, exactly, an irritant like they do in the vaccine. So, yeah, it. None of it makes any sense. And so you have to take control of your own life. And that's one of the things that we can do, fortunately, right now. We can take control of our life. And that I wish it was that easy to filter out the Federal Reserve and the federal government.
Exactly.
I wish I could buy a can to do that, but I can't.
Jason, great points. Barb in Illinois, last caller. Then we're going to play this clip, and David's going to take over and finish up. Go ahead, Barb.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I respect everything you're doing. I followed you all through Seattle this weekend.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is because you've been talking about it's about Scott Baio yesterday tweeted out that today, he says, beware what's happening today, and he showed a video of Douglas Ducotte Sr., a U.S. Army retired CEO of Veterans United for Justice, saying that the senators were going to pass a vote on censoring President Trump. Have you heard anything?
Censoring or censuring?
Censuring. S-U-R.
Guys, search engine censure of Trump. Put that into the search engine. I've not heard of that. But I know there's all sorts of horrid Republican senators and Democrats together going to grandstand and build towards their impeachment case as Trump desperately tries to turn the economy back on. What did you know about it, Barb?
I found out, I saw the tweet last night. I was so mad. I started calling all these senators last night, leaving messages. But there's eight of them. They're supposed to be turning and voting with the Democrats.
It is. It's our leading a fight to censure Trump. So the Democrats are pushing that. They're pushing. They got some Republicans involved. They've got impeachment talk going as well. Yeah, censure him for racism when he's done no such thing. And the Democrats are led by a literal Nazi collaborator, Barb.
Of what he said after the Charlottesville thing, both sides being wrong, which he was correct of saying. And
well, he's seen that from the campaign rallies that he had when they had a permit for a rally. They had a political rally. They weren't hurting anybody. And the left shows up, gets violent, starts destroying property, starts attacking the police. This has gone on through the entire.
Look, we got all the studies. Yeah. Modern liberals are criminals.
Yeah.
They're mentally ill. They're criminals. They steal. We keep asking what's wrong with them. They're part of the collapse of civilization. Barb, we're going to go out to break with this clip of the statues being taken down last night by people that didn't even know what statues they were at UT and screaming death to America. Our own Owen Schroyer covering it. And then David Knight's going to come back with closing comments. And then he'll be back tomorrow morning, Lord willing, 8 a.m. Central. But let's go ahead and go to this piece.
That's why you're here, to bring up Mike Brown.
This country,
it has nothing to do with this at all. You're out here saying it's a white supremacy country as you preach free speech in the streets.
Your man back there.
My man? I don't have any men, so I don't know what you're talking about. Everyone here is American. Y'all are my men. We should all be able to get along.
I'm not.
Okay, you're not my man. Do you hate America?
Yeah.
You hate America.
Death to America.
Say that again.
Death to America.
Wow.
Not a f-ing American.
Wow.
Nice job.
Death. to the greatest country in the history of the world.
It's not the greatest country in the history of the world.
Really? Tell me a country that's had a higher standard of living than the American way of life.
Switzerland, Finland.
Switzerland. Do you know about Switzerland?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, what about Switzerland?
So Switzerland has...
Why are they so wealthy?
I don't know. Banking?
You don't know. You seem to know a lot, but you seem not to know anything.
I don't answer the question. Like, I'm literally... It's a like euphemism. I don't know. Imperialism and like the colonization of African.
Probably white nationalism too, right?
No, not white nationalism.
Do you know it's like impossible to become a citizen of Switzerland?
What is
it's
that?
One of the most conservative nation states.
It's hard to become a citizen here.
They hoard guns. Oh, really? You can walk right across the border, actually.
And
now the new president's changing.
You're
above the law, actually.
You're above the law, really. You're not.
So you guys hate America. You guys hate America, the greatest country on earth. Everyone in the world wishes they could live here. You understand that?
Wow. Okay, what you're listening to is Owen Schroyer at the University of Texas here in Austin. They want to take down a statue of Robert E. Lee. They don't know what they're destroying. And the key thing is that we have people like this that are now able to get to the point where they are removing the symbols, purging the symbols of our country, and that's not where they're going to stop. They want to get rid of our borders, our economy, our laws, our culture, our history. This is a part of destroying America as a nation. And as ridiculous and as stupid as these people are, you have to be concerned about the fact that they're actually accomplishing what they wanted to do. That is, I think, the scariest thing that we see out there. And there's many different dimensions to this. And, of course, it's been going on for a while. Who would have thought that we would get to this level of insanity, of inanity, if you want to put it that way? I mean, this is idiocracy, as Mike Judge has put it out there, but it's idiocracy with violence. We have seen this happen in country after country as part of the plan. And, of course, Bill Ayers and the Weathermen, what did they do at the very beginning? They were the ones who started floating this idea that is indoctrinated into all of our children throughout their K-12 education, the idea of white privilege. They called it white skin privilege. That was Bill Ayers talking about that. Again, focusing on racial divisions in America because they knew they had already tried to do it along economic class lines. So that had been successful in Europe, but it was not successful in America. So that was where they were going. Now, I want to go back to the specials that we have here. And, of course, this is going to be ending very soon, so take advantage of these specials. These are the things that allow us to expand our operation. We had a new program start this morning, Real News. I'm hosting that from 8 to 11 Central Time. That's 9 to 12 Eastern Time. And it's your support that allows us to proceed with these new programs to grow, to expand, to cover larger sections of time with Real News. And so we have this special, 1776, a great number of items that are there, 55% off Brain Force, 55% off of, let's see, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, Vitamin B12, all three of those, 55% off. Knockout, 50% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. That's why the sale is going to have to end. We are selling out of product, and we have to reserve some of this for those people who have signed up for auto ship. Also, free shipping, and this is the last day, so make sure you sign up for that. We want to help you. We want to let you try these products. If you've never tried some of these products, now is a great time to try this. See how effective these products are, high-quality products that we sell here at InfoWars, and we do thank you for your support. I want to get back to this story about the USS McCain, because tonight we're going to have Donald Trump selling the country on the plan that was put together by the generals at Camp David on Friday, the day that they got rid of Steve Bannon. As you heard Jack Posobiec say, Steve Bannon was going to present a different approach that coincided with what Donald Trump ran on when he ran for president, the agenda that he wanted to do, to put basically America first, to not get us tied into a forever war. He was not allowed to present that plan. He was removed. And the day that he was removed, they had this meeting in Camp David. And the way that it was reported by General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, he said, Trump delegated to me when he came in the tactical and operational decisions. He did not delegate 1 ounce of the strategic decision. Well, what was Bannon's position there in the White House? Well, he was the White House chief strategist. he would have had something to say about this. And, of course, he was removed by the generals, by McMaster, from the National Security Council as soon as McMaster was put in there. And then he was removed from the Camp David meeting where they're going to talk about an Afghan strategy. And this is what Mattis said. He said, Trump came in with a very different course of action. And I think he now needs the weekend to collect his thoughts about how he's going to explain it to the American people. We're going to hear that explanation tonight. And that's going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Donald Trump is going to go live. And so the troop increase, and don't let them fool you on this. I don't like to talk about tactics and strategies. Yes, yes, he is a major general, a very modern major general, if you know Gilbert and Sullivan. But look, let's understand the difference between a troop increase and a strategy that says this is what winning looks like. Here's when we know we're done in Afghanistan. If you don't hear that tonight, you should be having warning bells going off. BS should be going off when you hear this plan. Because we need to know what their strategy is. We need to know how they define success. We need to know how long they're going to take to do this. That is the strategy. Increasing the troops by 4,000 or by whatever the number that they come up with, that is simply a tactic. And when we have this discussion tonight, I want you to keep in the back of your mind the tragedy that just happened again, just 2 months after we had a similar strategy, the USS McCain colliding with a merchant ship at sea. This is the fourth mishap this year at sea. And this is what the person who wrote about this in USA Today pointed out. As he said, there is a very high-tech, isolated control system that is in the Combat Information Center. There's no windows. You can't see obstacles, but there's several sailors, and they've got all these radar screens and military sensors and so forth. And, of course, that could be easily hacked. But then you also have on the bridge of the destroyer at least five watchstanders, and then you have additional people forward and aft of the ship. All of these systems failed not just once, but twice in 2 months. What is going on? Well, here's the consequences of this that he points out. He said, generally, when something like that happens, you look at the chain of command. Are these guys literally asleep at the wheel? What's going on? But he goes, this has a big effect. And when we see this many incidents, we know that this is not the problem of one commander. This is some kind of a systemic problem. And he points out, after this incident, we've now got 25% of the total force of Destroyer Squadron 15 now indefinitely out of commission during a period of heightened tensions between North Korea and the U.S. and its allies, and senseless deaths of sailors, and the indefinite loss of two $2 billion ships. This is what we're getting from the military. Are we getting our money's worth? Are we getting involved in wars that we have no plans of winning, that we have no strategy to finish? I think we are. And I think a key part of this goes back to H.R. McMaster, and I'll tell you why. He wrote a book called Dereliction of Duty, and that is now pretty much required or recommended reading for the Marine Corps, for many others in the military. And what it is an after-action report of the Vietnam War. The central thesis of that, when he said the dereliction of duty, he believed the dereliction of duty wasn't so much a failure of civilian leadership. He said the civilians didn't know what they were doing, and the dereliction of duty was on the part of the military who didn't tell them what to do. I think McMaster and the other generals are telling Trump what to do. I think they told him to do something that he did not want to do, that he said was the wrong thing when he was running for president, that we agreed with him on. Said we don't want a forever war, so we want to watch this very carefully tonight to see what is happening. As Alex said, this may be the point at which things go sideways. We're going to watch this very carefully. Support Trump by supporting his agenda. That's it for this broadcast. Join us again tomorrow, 8 o'clock a.m. for The Real News with David Knight.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.